Hallelujah. How's everybody tonight? Mama G Farms. Joe Mama G Farm. Grand opening Saturday, July 7th. Everybody go to get down to get up. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, all our soul and all that is within us. Bless his holy name. Amen. This is the night the Lord has made, and we will rejoice because of the wonderful power of choice. Powerful. What is happening? Powerful. I want to start in somewhere we've never been before. Hosea 4:6. Have we ever been there before? Oh, glory. Hosea 4:6 needs to be on billboards. Glory. Thank you, Master. Thank you so much for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love and your compassion and truth. Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. Is everybody there? I'm sure it's already highlighted. It's probably worn out by now, but praise God. Let's speak this together, please. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because you've rejected knowledge, I'll reject you from being priests for me. In other words, that's the first office we're to fulfill, priesthood. So if a person can't fulfill the first office, he cannot become a warrior. Now, there have been individuals who have been a warrior, and they've fallen into rejecting the knowledge again. And because they are now no longer fulfilling priesthood, they cannot become a warrior. A priest is one who ministers to the Lord. If you're neglecting that fulfillment of priesthood, you cannot become a warrior. Bottom line, that's that. And the enemy knows. Because there's a level of anointing that comes on you for fulfilling your priesthood. And the enemy knows what he can get away with. All right. And because you have forgotten the law of your God, I will forget your children. So we know that this curse comes down the family line. It goes to our children. Lack of knowledge brings destruction. Most people believe that the knowledge of God is out of reach. That's how the world believes. Or that God isn't interested in releasing his knowledge to us. So many conspiracies and false doctrines that don't know God or don't know actually what to believe because there's so much confusion. People have confusion out there. They don't know because there's so much garbage portrayed in all kinds of areas. So what they do is they stay away from the questions of who God is or what God is. Knowledge is information. Everyone say information. And it's passed on by eyewitnesses, experiences. And these are associated with things of yourself or by others that has been written or recorded and then again passed on. We have a Bible of information. This is called knowledge. Knowledge is substance. It is substance. knowledge, I want to share about a couple things, the knowledge of God. Because there's a difference between knowledge of the world and the knowledge of God. Now, he's talking about my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge of him. The knowledge of God. The knowledge of God is information. It is substance. The knowledge of God brings awareness and understanding. Many people say they know God, but they really don't. The knowledge of God is a building block in achieving the will of God. Without that, it can't be done. The knowledge is used to build, the knowledge of God is used to build a foundation for us. This knowledge can set the course of destiny and future. There are types of knowledge. There's temporary knowledge, eternal knowledge, and fiction. I'm going to say this again. There's three types of knowledge: temporary, eternal, and fiction. Knowledge is a tool and a weapon. It's also known as a key. It can unlock many things. The knowledge of God unlocks the mysteries of God. I've run into many people, and it's amazing to me, who have said that they are believers. But yet they do not know the knowledge of God. They say they believe Jesus. They say they read the Bible. But they have no knowledge of who he is. When knowledge is digested, it becomes revelation knowledge. I want you to look. The word says that Jesus is the word. The word means substance. Jesus is the substance. He is the knowledge of God. If you were to make a cake of Jesus, and you were to cut a piece out and eat of a piece of Jesus, you would be partaking not only in his word, but knowledge. Amen? That's why spiritually says, he who eats my flesh and drinks my blood shall have eternal life. Why? Because we now are partaking of the knowledge of God, which is light and truth. And the more we partake of it, we become more like him. But this knowledge has set the course of all things. This knowledge has been hidden with God and is God, that we have no idea the full comprehension of the knowledge of God. We would explode if he decided to release a minute amount. He has to hold things back so we don't blow up. But see, the world's knowledge will puff you up. The knowledge of God will humble you. And Matthew 11. Oh, yes. Matthew 11 and verse 25. And at that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and have revealed them to babes, childlike. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight, all things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal himself. Jesus desires to reveal himself to his people. He does it in multiple ways. But he reveals himself the majority of the time through the Holy Spirit. He says, come to me and all you who labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Or what it is also known as peace. Take my yoke upon you and do what? Learn from me. In other words, take a piece of that cake and eat it. Learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest or peace for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. What's he trying to do? It's just so powerful. He says yoke. When he says yoke, it means connect to the knowledge, which again is information, awareness, training, education of the eternal God that supersedes the knowledge of all carnality. This knowledge brings freedom because freedom is learned. Again, freedom is learned. The knowledge of God brings freedom. It is a different type of knowledge because it is light and it is truth and it is life. It's different. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, remember, this knowledge is substance. In verse 1, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 1. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart. For we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God, or the what? Knowledge of God. Deceitfully. But by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if, even if our gospel, what's the gospel? It's knowledge of God. It's veiled. It is veiled to those who are what? Perishing because they are rejecting or they do not have the knowledge of God. Whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine upon them. Whoa. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. The light of the knowledge. The light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this earthen this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. In other words, the gospel is the knowledge of God. This is light from God. And it's given to me and you so we can see through darkness. This was brought by God in Jesus. Jesus is known as living knowledge. Living knowledge. So God sent, came into the world in Jesus, living knowledge, which is the world is ruled by darkness, so he can bring light to mankind to see through darkness. And that they may know through the knowledge of God who their creator was and why they were created. Because we were created out of love. The word says God is love. Amen. But the ruler of this world does not want that. He does not want that. He does not want to, for me and you to increase in this knowledge. He doesn't want us to partake of it. He wants us to always be content. When you are content, you become lukewarm. Only the message of the cross, the knowledge, brings light, which is truth in life. That is the knowledge. I believe so many times that we become complacent in the reality of what we know. And I say this because of my own experiences in the last few days of discussing with individuals in the reality of how lost people are. My God, how lost they are. And what we carry is phenomenal in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, in relationship. Knowledge should never supersede relationship. Does everybody get that? Knowledge should never supersede relationship. Knowledge should bring you to relationship. In fact, knowledge of God should increase a more desire in relationship to know Him more. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, in verse 18, it's amazing how many people quote Scripture and have no idea that it is life, light, and power. Yet they quote Scripture with an impure heart. It's almost like taking communion without holding forgiveness, where a person is still holding unforgiveness. Amen? It can bring harm to an individual. And they have no idea that they're actually bringing harm to themselves. There are many individuals out there that are justifying. While they're out there using drugs and alcohol and fornicating, then they like to preach to everyone to bring their self-justification around. When they know their heart's not right with God, they like to go out and preach to bring self-justification. I know a lot of those morons out there. Well, I need to go tell somebody about Jesus I just used last night. Doesn't work. That's where the people fall into works and fall from relationship. Truly not digesting the knowledge of God, where it becomes revelation in life. In verse 18, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Now, the message of the cross is the knowledge of God. It is substance. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise and where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For since the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. For Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, which is the true message. To the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. The message of the cross is the knowledge of life of God Almighty, where the exchange was made, His death to release life. To those that accept and believe and execute it, it is life to us. And to those who reject it, it is destruction. In Genesis chapter 2, Genesis chapter 2, in verse 8 and 9, I'll start at verse 7. It says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living being, and the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground the Lord God made every tree grow that is pleasant to the eye and good for food. For the tree of life was also in the midst of the garden, which God had directed to Adam and Eve that they must partake of that tree to maintain their condition, called eternity. And there was another tree called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which Adam and Eve were warned, stay away and don't partake or you will die. So you see that the tree of the knowledge of life, and there is a tree of the knowledge of good and evil. One is deception and death, and one is truth and life. And that still exists these days. Jesus is now the tree of life. He is the knowledge that brings us life. Everything else is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's why Jesus said, partake of me, partake of me, partake of me. That's why this Bible was written. It was recorded. It's part of testimonies, and it's food for me and you from the tree of life. And the individual that helps me and you digest it is the Holy Spirit, because he's the one that interprets for me and you. That's why it's essential to be filled with the Holy Spirit and connected with the Holy Spirit. In Ephesians chapter 4, the knowledge of God. Again, the world's still walking around wanting to know who they are, why they're here, and where they're going. They're seeking everything but what has been set and established for thousands of years. You know, it's amazing how the enemy's always trying to plant something for something new. Oh, there's a new belief system. Here's something new here. That's why it's called New Age. Or Scientology. It's the science of God. God is beyond science. Ephesians 4:11. But they don't figure that out yet. Speak it. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edification of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith, which is your connection to God's presence, and the knowledge of the Son of God, who is actually the Word. Amen. To a what? So what is he saying? He's saying you need to have the knowledge and you need to have my presence so you become perfect in me. To the measure of the stature of the fullness of the anointing, which is called Christ. That we should no longer. So he's telling us, look, this has got to happen. Why? So you don't get tricked anymore. So you don't get deceived anymore. So you don't fall back anymore. So you don't make those wrong decisions anymore. That we should no longer be what? Children, but soldiers and warriors in the kingdom. Tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine. By the trickery of men or the devil, and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ. From whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies according to the effect of working by which every part does its share causes what? Causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Till we come to the unity of the faith. That again, that's your connection to the presence of God and the knowledge of God, which is the information or what we might call awareness. Because information brings awareness. The awareness of who God is in his Son. And what's that going to do? That's going to produce a perfect man who's in the image of his Son with full power over the anointing, able to overcome because he's walking now in a new mature or another level of state of being. Overcome all variations and forms of sin. Overcoming all variations and forms of sin. Now, sin, we know, is called the presence of evil, but there's another definition. S-I-N. It's Satan's influential network. Does everybody got it? It's Satan's influential network. He's got a network system. Sin. There's confirmation. Ephesians 1. Satan's influential network. Sin, the presence of evil. 1:15. Oh, hallelujah. Everybody okay? Again, for me and you, it is a privilege to know the knowledge of God. Jesus said to his disciples, it's been given to you to know the mysteries of God. They had no idea what God was going to use them for. Think about this. God used the disciples to put together this book that you and I could carry on the knowledge of who God is. So this could introduce us into his presence and into his person to really know who he is. And we can be released then into another level to where it is his voice that now brings knowledge. It's his presence that now releases knowledge. Without any voice at all, it's a knowing. It's another level where you and I reach. It's like you step into this presence and everything is there. There's no words. There's no voice. It is a pure presence of God's knowledge where it just penetrates every part of your being. And there's an understanding that comes that says, Father, you're awesome. You're wonderful. I didn't know you loved me so much. And I didn't know I loved you so much. Oh, hallelujah. Glory. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Where? In the knowledge of him. Again, this comes by digesting the substance called knowledge. That the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, and that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power of might and dominion, and every name that is named, that not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. The spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him to open eyes of understanding. In other words, in a hope of future. In other words, this is now connecting us and putting us into the future so that we are now living in the future, no longer in the past. So we live from the future to the present. Connecting us to the future and power in us toward us. And to those who follow, he gives us a name that's above all names. It is a dominion. It is an honor. It is an area of respect and reverence that we use the name of Jesus. The reality is when you speak the name of Jesus, all heaven turns towards you. They want to know what's going on every time the name of Jesus is mentioned. Proverbs 18. Oh, happy days. I've talked to some of the smartest individuals, but they're the stupidest individuals according to the knowledge of God. But again, there must be an area where we want to learn and never stop learning. Nobody makes it until you make it. Proverbs 18, verse 15. The heart of the prudent, the heart of the prudent acquires what? Knowledge. Prudent. Those are individuals that are showing care. You know what their care is? Their thought for the future. The heart of the prudent, one who's considering the future. What does it do? It acquires knowledge. And the ear of the wise seeks what? Knowledge. So here is an individual that his heart requires the knowledge of God and his ear wants to hear the knowledge of God. In 2 Peter chapter 1. It's amazing. I hated school. Man, I hated school. And school hated me. But ever since I met the Lord, I love to learn. I want to know more. I want to go deeper and deeper and deeper. Knowledge is like a rope. That if you hold on to it and keep pulling and going deeper, it pulls you into the deep mysteries of God. You just keep holding on and pulling on. And as true believers and followers of the Lord and soldiers and teachers, no matter where we go in any kind of service, we should always be prepared to take notes. Always. It's amazing to me when people are not prepared to take notes. My thought is, something ain't right. There's a lack. There's a lack of that information. There's a lack of wanting to record. Didn't they record? Then you and I should continue to record. Because you're never going to know when you're going to need that. Amen? Something comes up and all of a sudden, man, wait a minute, I know, there's something about that. Okay, Lord, what were you talking about that? There's something going on in my life right now. I need to go look that up. Does everybody get it? Why? Then you have the answer, because the answer is from the knowledge of God. Then you don't have to call the world. And you don't have to Google it. You can go to your own notes. Remember, we're to be the epistle. Amen? If you're the epistle, you become the pistol. Hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. What the snap? Is everybody there? 2 Peter chapter 1, huh? Let's start at verse 1. Oh, I start at verse 2. But there were also false prophets among... Is everybody there? Anybody reading it with me? 2 Peter chapter 1. That's why I was there. Hallelujah. I like that one though. Anyways. Grace and peace be what? Multiplied to you in what? The knowledge of God. So listen. The knowledge of God is going to bring you grace and peace. And grace is God's plan. Amen. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power is given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world through lust. Oh yeah. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For these things are your, if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is what? Short-sighted and even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Sins. We know what sin is, right? Hallelujah. Okay, in this, the knowledge of God and his plan called grace connects us to the covenant in promises, connects us to the divine nature, divine power, and allows us to escape Satan's influencing network systems. Sins. He's got a bunch of these network systems, you know. They're all over the place. Satan's influencing network systems. So we are able to overcome these things. And then when that happens, an entrance is released for me and you to get out of here. Escape through the knowledge of Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 2. Oh, yeah. You know, it's sometimes you just want to lay hands on people and impart everything. Good. You got it? You want to, you know, like the Matrix. They just... Whoa. That's what you call heavy download. We have to study to be approved, right? In other words, we have to digest. That's what studying is, digesting. 1 Timothy 2, chapter 1. 1 Timothy 2, verse 1, sorry. Is everybody there? Okay, let's speak it. 1 Timothy 2, verse 1. Therefore I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of all thanks be made known for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be what?
Saved.
To be saved. And what else? And come to the knowledge of the truth of who he is. He desires it for all. All men, for there is only one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all and to be testified in due time, for which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I am speaking the truth in Christ and not lying, a teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. I desire therefore that the men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. In like manner also that the women adorn themselves in a modest apparel with propriety and moderation and with braided hair and so forth, you know, whatever. In other words, don't dress like a hooker no more. Hello. Amen? I mean, that's just bottom line, right? And guys, don't dress like pimps anymore. All right. Why? Because we've absorbed the true knowledge of God. It's changed us completely. Inward and out. You came to hear the truth, right? Praise God. Colossians 1. I'm glad my wife's not here. She'd be in the other room. Verse 9. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. I'll be hearing Carolyn in the other room editing this. It's amazing because some of the stuff the Holy Spirit gives us, there'll be people out there in the class doing teachings, and all of a sudden you hear people roaring, falling off their chairs, laughing so hard, you never know what's going to happen. Verse 9, for this reason we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with what? The knowledge of his what? Will. In all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God. Increase, I said, increasing in the knowledge of God. So what's he saying here? He says, listen, get spiritual understanding through this knowledge by true digestion of it. And it causes you to walk worthy, pleasing God, and manifesting good fruits and good works. Strengthened with all might according to his glorious power for all patience, which is endurance and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, that is in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him or for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things exist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. Knowledge of God, of his will, and all wisdom and eternal understanding of who we are in full identity, of dominion, of power, victory, and inheritance. You know, you and I have the power to forgive. We wouldn't have known that without the knowledge of God. We have the power to be healed through the knowledge of God. It says daily he loads us with benefits. He says, and don't forget these benefits through the covenant of the knowledge of God, who forgives our iniquities and heals our diseases, who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies, who rescues us from a life of destruction, who renews our youth like the eagles and puts good things in our mouth through the knowledge of God Almighty. What a privilege it is to know what we know and not take advantage of it, but be so grateful of how he feeds us. Amen? In Colossians chapter 2. In verse 1, for I want you to know what a great conflict I have for you and those in Laodicea, for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knitted together in love and attaining to all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of the Christ, or of the Son and the Holy Spirit. The knowledge of each and every one and their functions. In whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Now this I say, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As you therefore receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so also walk in him, rooted and built up in him, How are you going to be rooted up and built up with him without the knowledge of God? You can't. And establishing the faith as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit according to the traditions of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are what? Complete in him. How are you complete in him? Through guessing? Through a flip of a coin? Or through the knowledge of God? Through the knowledge of God. And you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. Colossians 3. Told you we were going to hang in Colossians for a little bit. It's just the next chapter. Verse 1. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. And set your mind on the things above, not on the things of the earth. Look, if you set your mind on the things above, you're going to desire more knowledge of him. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears. Again, grab hold of this. When Christ, who is our life, appears. When Christ, who is our life, how did he become our life? Through the knowledge of knowing him. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. See, you are already with him there through the knowledge. That's connected you. That's why you're blessed every spiritual blessing and seated in heavenly places. You are already there. You just ain't figured it out yet sometimes. But you're already there. That's why you are a citizen of the eternal kingdom. So you are already there. Even though you're here, you're already connected there. You're already homebound. But we have a job to do here. And then we're going to let this here piece, this piece of flesh that's holding us here, we're going to cut loose from this. It's going back to the dust, and we're going right home where we're connected to, through the knowledge of Christ. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to what? Verse 5, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desires, covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off these things, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and put on the new man, who is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him who created him. So we are renewed. We are refreshed all the time. Every time we come together in God's presence, we are refreshed. Every time we eat more of God in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, we become strengthened. Oh, yeah. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, and long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another, even if anyone has a complaint against his brother, trash it. Even as Christ forgave you, you also must do the same. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. Wow. I'm going to close at Philippians 3. The knowledge of God is a privilege. I'm going to say that again. The knowledge of God is a privilege. Oh, happy days. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same thing to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of mutilation. For we are the circumcision who worship God in spirit. Rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in your flesh. Though I also might have had confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. Circumcised the eighth day, full of religion, a stock of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law of Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the believers in the church of Jesus Christ, concerning righteousness, which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, these have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also call all things loss for the excellence, for the excellence, for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith through knowledge, that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, and if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead, counting all things rubbish for the precious knowledge of God, our Creator. The knowledge of God, again, is a privilege. It is a privilege. God chose you and me to release his knowledge to us. Think about that. And how many people in this world are walking around blind and stupid, have no idea that they're one breath away from hell, one breath away from the wrong decision, one breath away from harming themselves or harming another person. One breath and one choice. But we have the knowledge of God. And it is an honor and a blessing. Because something about the knowledge of God brings reverence, honor, and respect that is called the fear of the Lord. Where the world does not carry the fear of the Lord, but you and I do. Amen? Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. And we just personally say thank you so much. Thank you for the written word that the apostles didn't have. Thank you for the seal of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for forgiveness. And thank you for revelation knowledge. Thank you for Jesus paying the price and releasing this knowledge through your Holy Spirit. We thank you so much, Lord. Let us never take it for granted, but continue to grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, that we become more and more like you. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed and stay dressed with the glory and keep eating knowledge.